This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Beltwide Cotton Conference Coordinator. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Through time, the mechanization conference and the production conference has kind of merged together. They used to meet separate then in 1955. They met together for the first time. But anyway, there's the long history in that. And if we look at the mission of the Beltwide, the speed transfer of new technology to U.S. cotton producers and other industry members with the goal of strengthening U.S. cotton's competitive position in the world marketplace and enhancing industry members' profitability. The National Cotton Council strives to ensure that the Beltwide programming is focused toward fulfilling this mission.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council updates members through their chairman's report that is given at the Beltwide. Generally, we have an update from our Washington office at what's going on in D.C., and John McGuire will share with us some of the behind-the-scenes things that are going on. Don Parker, our manager of Cotton Integrated Pest Management, will also be on the program this year, and he'll update the attendees on weed resistance from the council standpoint as it pertains to resistance education. Dr. Shaw will be on the program. He's at Mississippi State, also president of the Weed Science Society of America. And the Weed Science Society of America is making a big push with the help of National Cotton Council, as well as other commodity groups, and for an educational program on how to identify and how to work with and manage resistant populations that we have to some of the compounds that we're using.